Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of heart living, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Tune in to Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and practitioner who's helped thousands transform their lives. Part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff will lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Welcome to the Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff show. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast at 1510 a.m. NBC Sports Radio Boston, heard live every first Sunday at 7 p.m. You can also tune into my show on our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every week, Wednesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to our August show. Our topic is Inviting Your Miracle. When we speak about creating miracles in our lives, I think most of us aren't looking for an outrageous, completely different set of circumstances, or let's say a life that has no resemblance to the life we currently have. Really, most of my clients say they simply want to greatly improve an aspect of their lives so that they are living out the best version of themselves. So maybe it involves some positive solution to a challenge that they might currently have, and I'm assuming that might be your case as well. So creating miracles in your life, whether that means creating vastly improved conditions in a certain area or even healing from a devastating illness, no matter what your goal is, whatever that desired goal is, you have to understand that there are certain principles that will help you set the conditions for your miracle. And that's part of what we're going to be discussing today. And those principles, by the way, are not overly complicated. You really just have to understand what is meant by universal law and how to activate it in your life. So speaking in more of a spiritual language, universal law, by the way, is simply a law about life that says that you have infinite and limitless potential available to you and within you. So why not align with it and use its power? You know, we're brought up to believe in only those things that we can understand logically, yet did you know that relying strictly on logic, which is what many people do, will block the miracle maker in you? And that's very important to understand. So you've heard the expression that form follows thought, or another way this is said is that our thoughts create our reality. Well, our thoughts are full of perceptions that do impact our response to our circumstances in life and in turn do create and shape our lives. Once I heard it said a different way or another idea, and it's very similar, but it is one that I think is profound, and that is the universe rearranges itself around our states of consciousness. And I think that's really important, so I'm going to say it again. The universe rearranges itself around our states of consciousness. Now, this idea would imply that our consciousness is so important to what we receive or what we create that we have to pay attention to what we believe in, because it will affect what we're allowing into our lives. So now with that in mind, on our show today, we'll discuss the dynamics of miracle creation. You know, that is what goes into that state of consciousness that we're talking about that allows miracles or that generates miracles. And we'll also venture to understand the nature of miracles themselves. We'll talk about some metaphysical ideas about creating miracles, ideas such as the conditions that are said to be necessary for a miracle to manifest, as well as this role that universal law plays and how it plays a force within you. So I'm really excited about this topic and definitely use these principles in my life. So let's get going so you can bring miraculous thinking and manifesting into your life. I don't know if you know that virtually all religions express a belief in miracles. There's a Jewish proverb, in fact, that states, "He who does not believe in miracles is not a realist." And the word miracle, in its original meaning, and it was derived from the Latin miraculum, which means to cause wonder and astonishment, and miris, which means wonderful to see. Now, according to Webster's dictionary, a miracle would be something that is extraordinary and unexplainable by normal standards. And also, according to Webster, the standard definition of a miracle is something that goes against the normal laws of nature. and is usually ascribed to some superpower. So the idea is that there is a force outside of us and within us that works with and through us. Now, in most religious traditions, it's been believed that angels could work miracles, as could people if they were temporarily granted, you know, the superpower that we think of when we think of an angel. And it's also believed, central to Christian faith, that most of the miracles of Jesus were actually acts of compassion. When I first learned that, I thought that was particularly just a beautiful thought. In Christian faith, also, there are miracles that have been attributed to saints and holy ones, and just a few of these would be like the bilocation of a saint, being able to be in two places at one time, or the involuntary levitation of a person. This would be rising above the physical level and would be experienced perhaps in prayer or meditation, you know, by a very holy person. The stigmata, and that is the occurrence of wounds that replicate those of Christ on the cross, and also, of course, performance of healings both in person and at a distance. In Islamic faith, Muhammad performed healing miracles. For example, he was said to have quenched the thirst of an entire army by having water appear between his fingers. And the Muslim religion accepts miracles and believes that Allah worked miracles through Moses, Solomon, and Jesus. In fact, Islamic mystics are known as Sufis, and they believe implicitly in miracles. In fact, they make pilgrimages to the tombs of saints who have the power to provide blessings, they believe, even after their death. Now, in Jewish tradition, I've been told that it's believed that miracles can be obtained by using the nine names of God that are found in the 10 states of being in the Kabbalah. In Japan, where I teach, I also know that Buddha has been said to have performed a number of miracles, but apparently tended to play them down as he felt the miracle itself lacked spiritual significance. What he believed was that there were three types of miracles, and the miracle that he thought was the most important one, he said, emphasized instruction. So he taught that the miracle of instruction was the most important miracle, which really just emphasizes the key to raising consciousness of the mind. I find that very interesting, because it's what we're doing on this show and what Dream Visions Radio really is all about, just raising consciousness. So what about for us today? Do miracles exist? Or can we create miracles? Well, from a spiritual standpoint, of course, the answer is yes, since it's believed there's nothing in previous miracle makers that isn't in us. And we have heard of miracles in the form of healings that cannot be explained by medical science, or miracles that have occurred when the perfect answer or circumstance comes at just the right time. And certainly there are miraculous moments when a person just by chance happens to be in exactly the right place and time for something magical to occur, meeting a person, getting a certain lead for a job or a living space and so on, that really could have the potential to change that person's life forever. So miracles do happen, and quantum physics is proving that each of us, believe it or not, is actually wired for miracles. The reality is that it's believed that we're not living some random experience in an unfriendly world, but that the world is actually benevolent, or if you want to put it in the words of Gary Zukav, the author of Seed of the Soul, he says that the universe is actually our loving partner, so we should align ourselves with the magnitude of the universe. And consider, for example, what we do. Ask ourselves, is this contributing to the good of the universe? So it's possible to experience a miraculous healing or to have the perfect answer to our situation. And it's also possible to manifest our dream and bring wonderful new experiences into our lives. Yet you see, in our society, we're generally taught to believe only in something we can logically understand. We're rarely taught anything I mentioned earlier about universal law having unlimited or limitless potential, or that universal power can be used to work miracles in our lives. So I want to start by looking at some metaphysical teaching about miracles. First off, we have to understand the difference between universal law and human law. You see, what I'm calling human law is said to imply more of a victim consciousness type of viewpoint. You know, if you harm me, I'll harm you. And that belief is about the consciousness of separation rather than the consciousness of connection. Now, in contrast, universal law suggests, of course, that we're all one, and if I harm another, I've really harmed myself. And in universal consciousness, there's also the belief that each of us has unlimited potential, since, of course, we're all connected and we're part of something greater than our individuality or than our separateness. And it's important to know that within each of us, there is deep and immense power, and that this power is believed to be not only unemotional, but impartial. So creating miracles in our lives, then, is a matter of identifying with this power, this unlimited power, and learning to use it effectively. Each of us came into this world, if you think about it, with a heroic mission to be our best selves. So what you are today, you might want to think, is just simply you in some level of having witnessed your greatness. So, you know, you're on the road, you're on the way. And when you recognize that this unlimited power is within you, you're really able to say, I know that I am eternal, immortal, universal, and infinite. I was actually taught this years ago in a program that I attended about the essence of who we are in a spiritual sense. So I want to repeat that affirmation. I know that I am immortal, eternal, universal, and infinite, because that statement helps to align us with the universe. And you don't have to define yourself by human limitations, but rather you open up and you allow for greater possibilities than your limited mind might perceive. You see, when you recognize this connection within yourself to a power greater than yourself, you begin to unlock the power within you, and you're poised to take what I consider to be the next step. But here's a critical point in understanding this. You see, what's important is to know that the universe is a force that is impartial, as I mentioned a few moments ago, and has no way of knowing what you want. This is also a concept taught by many metaphysical authors and teachers. They say that the universe is simply pure energy, unlimited, boundless energy, but nonetheless simply pure energy, and it accepts whatever thoughts and feelings you project, and it reflects them back to you, again, unemotionally, or you could say without any bias. And how does it reflect it back? Well, it reflects it back in the form of events that you're going to experience every day. Now, you see, as a child, you believed in a natural type of innocence, and it wasn't bound by the constraints of any specific beliefs. That is, until you were conditioned or taught to hold certain limiting beliefs, which, you know, we're all taught to hold. So it's really only through this type of education, if you want to call it that, or conditioning and set of experiences that you've had, that you learned the limitations of human expectations. And these expectations of yours formed boundaries, they formed limitations in your life, and what you thought you could do or couldn't do, or we could even say what you thought was possible or even available to you in your life situations. And we do this all the time. You see, we adopt cultural viewpoints about what's good or bad, possible, impossible, and it's as though all of the people before us, not only our parents but ancestors before us, have actually helped decide and have contributed to what we believe in and what we then hold to be true. So in order to ready your consciousness, which is what we're trying to do here, to accept a miracle, you have to understand that you are not the restrictions and limiting structures that you're experiencing around you. You also will need to purge or release any fears or anything else that, you know, would create limiting thoughts. You see, your rational mind does not apply the universal laws that speak of unlimited possibilities. Instead, the rational mind controls your power and potential and will have a tendency to advise you logically, again, from its own experience and what it is conditioned to believe. And in that way, what's really important for you to understand is that logic itself can block the part of you that I would term the miracle maker. So again, it's your attachment to the world's belief patterns, you know, of what can and cannot be based on what has been known to be or has been experienced. It's that belief structure that ends up holding you back from creating greater results or miracles. So first, you have to change your limiting consciousness of what you're holding to be possible or true for you. And then to create a miracle, you're going to have to move out of the world's perception about what can or cannot be. And by doing this, you can experience what has not been experienced before. So let's take this idea, for starters, to to align your thinking with greater possibilities. Everything around you is energy, and much of it is not able to be perceived through your five senses. And I think you know that already. You also know that everything around you is a reflection of your consciousness or how you're perceiving things. In other words, you've decided what is and is not good, bad, new, old, and so on. So to change any limitations related to this thinking, you have to create, engage in, and just trust, in general, feelings of possibility. So how can you do this? Well, first, I would say check out what you believe or hold to be true or possible about your situation. So, for example, do you want to work in a better, more suitable job? You know, one that perhaps uses your skills in a greater way and so on. Do you believe an opportunity for you to do this is possible? Because you actually want to move into a consciousness of possibility. Then you would want to go from just desiring something to believing that you can actually have it. And some people say to manifest, you have to actually start thinking that you already have it. Fake it till you make it, as some of my clients have said. Now, you can use positive affirmations to pave the way, and an affirmation is really just an affirmative statement like, I am happy in my new job. Yet, if your mind thinks, no, I'm actually not, you know, you've got this inner duality going on, then you'll have two conflicting thoughts, and this will create a conflict with universal law or consciousness. And the specific thought you feel most strongly about, by the way, is what's going to win. So don't let the negative cancel out the positive. You really have to weed out negative thoughts, and I always think negative thoughts have to do with feelings about lack, you know, or not having enough, not being enough, and so on. So just know that universal law can deliver in unexpected or unusual ways. So if you're moving in one direction and another avenue opens unexpectedly, and particularly if it just feels right, then take it. Too often people don't trust their intuition, but most of all, you have to expect good things to come to you. Or here's another way to look at it. Miracles are not logical, so the last thing you need to do is to focus on any logical advice from your rational mind, particularly if that advice you're getting from yourself or even from others is negative or limiting. A wonderful mantra or affirmation that a client shared with me once was, I release any energy or thought in me that is contradictory to the unlimited power that is within me. And again, I'm going to repeat that. I release any energy or thought in me that is contradictory to the unlimited power that is within me, which I think is great and very helpful. And I've certainly used that before as an affirmation for myself. Now, in my coaching, I have clients do an exercise in which they name their miracle. And you can do this, too. So I'm going to tell you kind of how this exercise goes. I ask them a few questions like, what is it that you wish to create? So it's pretty simple. You know, what do you wish to create? You've got to name your miracle. How do you know you can, and most important, that you should have it? So, you know, you start convincing yourself. How do you know you can and that you should have it? What supports your firm conviction? It's like building a case. Then I tell them to build their case, and then they have to believe it. Now, when they discuss their miracle with me through these questions, I'm also closely paying attention to any negative or self-defeating words that they use as they discuss their miracle. Because honestly, if there's any ambivalence, I address it with them so we can talk about it and they can just become more clear that they may, in fact, be limiting themselves from actually receiving what they're desiring. So just to take a summarized look at what we've talked about so far, we know that universal law is unlimited. And we know that it is a force within you or a power within you. Therefore, what that would suggest is that you are also unlimited. Now, universal law, we said also, is unemotional and impartial. You know, it's not biased. So it willingly reflects to you that which you believe in. And unlimited beliefs are going to open your field of possibility. And I always say, and this is so important, you know, remember, this lifetime is yours. And whatever you make of it is your evolution. Because we're always learning. And the rational mind has no way of knowing how your miracle is going to be delivered. So don't waste your time thinking about, oh, how is it going to happen? I don't see how that could happen. Just trust that it will. You know, in fact, if you think about how it needs to happen, you're probably limiting it altogether. but instead focus on the idea that somehow and in some way the universe is not going to let you down. So through enthusiasm and belief, you can energize your miraculous possibilities and your thinking. And then tell the universe that you're ready and willing to accept or allow that miracle you've been asking for. An important part of this is to allow yourself to receive, because obviously the universe can't give you what you're not open to. So the next thing I want to talk about, that this is kind of setting the stage what we've done so far, just giving you sort of background from a metaphysical standpoint, but now I want to talk about what are termed in metaphysics to be the requirements or conditions that are said to be present to create a miracle. The first requirement is that there has to be an empty state for the miracle to come in, you know, for it to happen. And that's kind of perhaps surprising to some people, but this state is said literally to be called the state of emptiness. So what is meant by a state of emptiness? Well, we've got to let go of fear, and sometimes our fear presents in like an internal chaos or clutter, like a, you know, a loop tape inside of us of these negative thoughts. So we've got to let that go. You could also say we have to quiet our mind. And maybe we can do this through meditation or just being quiet, reprogramming your mind, thinking of new ideas. And you see, the main thing, though, is you have to be still and empty in order to be open enough to receive. It's like opening a space, I guess you could say, for the miracle to enter. You know, in Native American culture in particular, they practice the act of giveaway. They have certain ceremonies about this, and I've actually participated in some of them. Anyway, in the ceremony, a person gives away something of great value to open a space for something of equal or greater value to come in. And you see, the act of grateful giving opens us to grateful receiving. And I remember a client coming into a class one evening and showing another participant an absolutely beautiful dress and saying she'd really like for her classmate to have it. Well, the receiver immediately said, "Wow, it's beautiful. Don't you like it?" To which the giver said, "Well, of course I love it. That's why I want you to have it." And I'll never forget that exchange because it so reflected this pure giving state. And so again, to open your space to receive, to participate in this energy of receptive emptiness or openness, that's what we're looking for. Okay, so it's time now for a break. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, live with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. We'll be back for further material on creating miracles. To call in during our second part of the show, our local number is 617-237-1234, or you can call toll-free 866-338-9663.
Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of heart living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and energy medicine practitioner, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Connect with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff through her Dream Vision 7 radio show, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Visit Cynthia's website at heartliving.com and like her Facebook page at facebook.com/heartliving for inspiration and guidance. Cynthia has helped thousands transform their lives. Let her lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every...
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM, NBC Sports Radio Boston. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, host of Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, on the topic of inviting miracles into your life. You can call in during this second part of the show by calling our local number, 617-237-1234, or you can call toll-free, 866-338-9663. So we had talked about opening the space to receive, and part of doing this is to cultivate a practice that allows for stillness in your life, for meditation, for example, and cultivate a caring and giving attitude, and I guess an attitude of confidence that you do have what you need, and that, of course, you have enough to benefit others. And then just imagine or simply know or decide that circumstances are opening up for you to receive what you need for your greater good. You know, when I first started my business 15 years ago, by rational standards, taking a space for rent and signing a three-year lease seemed really risky because I was just starting my consulting practice at that time. I had been working previously at a university. Anyway, I did it because, in part, I could see people coming and I could see myself helping people. And I honestly never doubted that I would be successful. Even though I had little income at first, and that I did, I understand I have a caller. Someone's calling in. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm Faye. I'm enjoying your show very much and really feel strongly about the topic of miracles.
Great. Thank you, Faye. Thanks so much for calling in.
I want to share a miracle I experienced and also to ask you a question.
Okay, that's wonderful. Just go ahead.
Okay, many years ago, I had one child and very much wanted to have another child. Because of my medical problems, my physician did a laparoscopy, consequently diagnosed me with severe endometriosis. He told me that my chances of having another child were slim to nil. I heard what the doctor told me, but I also knew I would have another child. And I did deliver a baby girl approximately 9 months later.
Congratulations. That's wonderful. What a great story, and I really appreciate you sharing that miracle with us.
Oh, yes. Well, I also have another question.
Okay.
I've had other circumstances occur in my life when what I desired did not happen, and I believe that when that occurs, I wasn't meant to have my desire. I just didn't set the conditions to create it.
Okay.
So I want to know what advice you do give to someone who maybe is fearful or half-hearted about that desire.
Faye, that's just a great question, and it's also a great insight. And you're absolutely right, that very thing does happen. You know, a person may feel fearful or, as you put it, half-hearted. So I guess, first of all, the person has to decide how much they really do want what is desired. And, of course, I mean really decide if they do want what it is they're saying. Because, as we said before on the show, the universe is impartial and not biased about getting you what you want. So then the person themselves, and that is their faith and belief, like you had told us about your faith and belief, becomes a very strong factor in whether or not the person is going to manifest what it is they want. And a person has to feel deserving, you know, and have real faith and trust. Otherwise, they'll weaken their personal power and block the connection to the unlimited power within them. And does that make sense so far?
Oh, you know what? It absolutely does. Thank you so much. I realize in getting pregnant with my daughter, I truly believed that I would have a child without any doubt.
Great. That sounds exactly what it is, and you're right on with that. And perhaps in the other circumstances when you said you didn't get, you know, what it is you were desiring, and you had mentioned maybe you were ambivalent or fearful, you weren't aligned well, or let's say the universe had a greater plan in mind for you. At any rate, Faye, thank you so much for calling in, because I think it's so important for each of us to decide how much we believe in the miracle we're creating, and your example really points that out. So thank you so much for calling. I understand we have another caller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm Catherine Windsor. I don't know if you remember me, Cynthia, but I met you in 2000 and took a series of your classes. I really appreciate all that you've helped me learn. And when I listened to your show this evening, I thought it would be helpful to share my miracle, since I think it came about because of your teaching.
Well, Catherine, thank you so much, and I definitely remember you. That's just so cool that you're calling in, and I'm happy to hear about your miracle, and please let me know. I would love to hear about it. I'm so glad you called.
Sure. Well, I was diagnosed in 2000 with cervical cancer, and that was when I met you.
I do remember that. I do.
Yes. Well, when I was in your class, you emphasized fun, wonderful teachings about miracles, and I took it to practice exactly what you taught us, a lot of what you're saying today on the show, in fact. In particular, I focused every day, twice a day, on visualizing my healing. You had said in class that we have to focus on being and feeling whole, healthy, and complete. And I honestly did that repeatedly during the day. I let go of the feeling of my illness and had true faith that I would be okay. I saw and felt myself as healthy. I also received alternative care like Reiki and let my experience of my life with more joy.
Wow, that's really wonderful, Catherine. I'm so happy to hear you say that. And it sounds like you did exactly what we've been saying, too, which is you believed in it and you set the conditions. That is fantastic.
Yes, and this is what's really so exciting. Within a year, my condition was completely healed, and I'm happy to say today that I have had not one recurrence at all. My condition has been completely normal for the past 13 years.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for calling in, Catherine. That is just fantastic. Congratulations. Now, I have to tell you, I remember in class how strong your will was and the different things that you shared in class. So, you know, probably that definitely helped you, too.
Sure, I do. I do. I have that strong will.
That's wonderful, and I honestly think that your will and your desire to heal, your belief, and then, of course, you set the conditions that we've been talking about. So I'm just so happy that you shared that with us, and I really appreciate that you called in. It's so good to hear from you again, and please stay in touch.
Thank you. I will, and I'll continue to listen to your show.
Thank you. Thank you again, Catherine. Okay, so thank you both, Faye and Catherine, for calling in. That's wonderful to get examples. And anyone else who wishes to call in, please do so as well. So, you know, when I started my practice, I had mentioned that even though I had little income at first and overhead that outweighed it in comparison to my small client base at that time, I always helped clients who were in need and unable to pay the full price for my service. So I guess I was practicing giveaway, like I had mentioned before, from the Native American teaching, even though in a certain kind of sense, if you looked at it rationally, I didn't have it to give. But I honestly have found over the years that some form of loving giveaway is necessary in order to create the state of flow that you need. So as Faye and Catherine said, you know, you had to have faith, you had to have trust, you had to believe in it. And I think you have to open up to it through that initial state of emptiness. And when it's heartfelt, you begin to align yourself with a loving universe. And over time, I had to truly align myself with understanding that loving others and having compassion in my life was a necessary component, not only for my own well-being, as I think it is for each of us, but also to create what it is I was looking to create, or a better life. And I began to understand, and I would tell you that this is important as well, that we're all family. And what I do for another truly does return to me. And, you know, we hear that and we go, oh, yeah, I get it. But not just an idea or a simple concept. You know, you have to create that as an integral part not only of your thinking, but of your way of responding to life. So if you align yourself with the good of the world, even something as simple as a small kindness, smiling at a stranger, you're bringing yourself closer to perfect alignment with the divine. So to get shifting or to get things moving, just take a moment to evaluate how you participate in your world. Do you believe that the world is friendly or unfriendly to you? Because you see, once you're aligning with a friendly, loving world, you're creating a world that supports you. And then you need to be clear about your own desire and intention that matches the intention to bring positive, loving energy into your life and to feel that your own good will be met. So at that point, when you've now aligned yourself with this loving, kind universe, then you want to be clear about what you want and clear with your words without limiting your results. So, for example, let's say I want to work in a new career. Well, rather than focus on an exact amount I wish to make or a specific city I want to live in, I can focus instead on how I want to feel in the job that I'm going to do, you know, motivated, interested, happy, successful, whatever you want to feel. Then I can see that I'm doing things I want to be doing that probably require a certain income and so on. In this way, I leave the universe open to guiding me to the career and to the position. You know, that idea that maybe the universe has something in line for you more than you could even imagine. And you may want to put your request in writing because that's going to help you be clear in your intention without being too specific and limiting. So remember, you're not thinking negative thoughts like, I don't want a boring job, but rather a thought like, I love the work I do and I am completely successful. And so you have the miracle you are seeking, the new career. And while you need to give thought to it and you need to, for example, focus on certain words, you can think, well, you know, my perfect livelihood is going to help me, and it's also going to help the world. And I need to give thought and feeling to that, too. How am I going to help the world? So we're getting ready in a moment to take another break. And when we return, I'd like to tell you a little more about the conditions for creating a miracle and kind of close with quick pointers toward the end of our show. Okay, but before we take our break, I want to remind you that I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, live with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, 1510 AM, NBC Sports Radio Boston. We'll be back for further information on creating miracles. To call in during our last part of the show, the toll-free number, 866-338-9663. Thank you.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of heart living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and energy medicine practitioner, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Connect with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff through her Dream Vision 7 radio show, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Visit Cynthia's website at heartliving.com and like her Facebook page at facebook.com/heartliving for inspiration and guidance. Cynthia has helped thousands transform their lives. Let her lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Change in life can be a peaceful evolution. Join Brenda Pierce and guests on the Healthy Wealthy Evolution Show, where you'll receive solutions to wealth, wellness, and joy. The Healthy Wealthy Evolution Show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network and heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on 1510 a.m. NBC Sports Radio Boston and syndicated on the Dream Vision 7 radio network worldwide.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, host of Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, on the topic this evening of inviting miracles into your life. I'd like to start this last part of our show by giving you a personal example about my own career. After leaving my university position, which I did in 1996, I believe. After leaving that position, I established my Heart Living coaching practice, and I decided that I would love to work internationally. Now, I set this as an intention, although I wasn't sure how it was going to happen. I honestly did not know how it could happen. I just every day spent a little time meditating on the idea that I would be doing international work. I saw myself working with people of different cultures, and during my visualization, I felt, and I want to emphasize that because I really believe it was the feeling that's so important. But at any rate, in my visualization, I felt, in my mind, I felt happy, excited. I felt interested in other people, their traditions, and their cultures. And I really didn't know how this opportunity was going to come about, but I trusted that it would. Well, about a year after I visualized this image very often, I was asked to do a training in Japan, and the offer itself kind of came out of nowhere, and it didn't seem rational to me at that time because what it was going to happen was I was going to have to pay my own way to Japan, which, by the way, is not cheap, and I was going to receive room and board and a small stipend. But to do that, I would have to take 2 weeks off from work here in America, and I would receive, of course, none of my regular income, and I am self-employed. So it really wasn't an ideal image of international work, but somehow deep down, I really felt I needed to do it. I just was going to have to trust that this opportunity would be the right opportunity for me. And, you know, my worst thing would be that I would lose some income, but I just felt, well, if that happens, it happens. Anyway, although it wasn't rational, so to speak, I did it, and it really felt risky to me. It didn't seem like this wise financial decision, but I just trusted it. Well, my work there was highly successful, and that trip turned out to be the beginning of a work alliance there. And I've been invited back to Japan many times since then. Of course, you know, eventually being paid very well and my airfare paid as well. And I'm going to make my 15th trip to Japan to teach for 3 weeks this year in November. So, you know, my theory is you've got to have the courage to make what might appear to be a risky or even an irrational choice by standards of the rational mind. So what is an issue you have? That's what I want you to be thinking about. And just examine the story you have about it. You got to be willing to change your conclusions. And just look around also at the resources that you have that are available to you. When I took a leap of faith, that's what it needed to, or that's what I needed to do to shift my paradigm. And you've got to ask yourself, in regard to your circumstances, are you willing to work with what you already have? You might want to ask yourself, do I value and use fully what I already have? Because you see, by using what you already have to the fullest and with respect, you're showing the universe a kind of track record. It's like saying, I'm respectful of what I have, and I'm going to be respectful of what I'm given. I'm only going to take what I need, I'm going to use it fully. And if that really isn't the case for you in your life right now, let's say you've been wasteful in some area, just seek to correct it now. You know, no shame, no blame, just correct it. So I always say to my clients, take an inventory of your life and just see what's going on in it, see what's working and not working. And it's not just an inventory of achievements and physical things. It's, you know, what's the inventory of your talents, your abilities? What about your wisdom? You know, one of the most important universal laws is like attracts like. So be mindful of how you're being and what you're doing. Are you generous? Do you give freely and lovingly? You know, do you contribute to your world? Are you humble? Because you see, all of this puts you in a greater state of flow. And it's as though the more you're in that pure state, the better able you are to be aligned with the good of the universe. And then you have to monitor your thoughts, release unhelpful patterns of thinking, and most of all, just hold a positive outlook, expecting the most positive outcome, and then just trust that all the good things will happen. And again, I can't stress enough, you have to surrender your own individual idea of what that good has to look like. You know, if I decided how I was going to end up in Japan, I certainly wouldn't have thought that first trip was going to be the way it was. And I know in my life I've been in relationships that I truly desired would not end, yet those relationships ended. So in retrospect now, I'm completely grateful for that, and I'm also completely aware of why that person and I should not be together now. So I think you just have to trust that what's happening will produce the best overall outcome at all times. There's a saying that I always love, and it's that God answers our prayers in three ways. You know, the first way, of course, is he says yes, and then the second, not now, and the third is, I've got something better in mind for you. So you just have to trust, because, again, your thoughts are so critical, that your high, and trust that your highest good will be met. And I always say, trust that your spiritual helpers, your angels and all of that, your guides, teachers, that they have your back. And once you've made your request, just set the mental condition of openness to receiving your greatest good. So as you begin to hold that image, just shift from the desire to have it to the idea that you've already got it. It's like shifting into a movement from desire to having. Instead of I want to feel better, move to I am in perfect health and well-being. And begin to envision how that would look and how that would feel if you were. And that starts to change things. And focus on that greater good. You know, gratitude is the gas pedal. That, at least that's the expression I've always heard. Gratitude's the gas pedal for manifesting. So you see, you can't be fearful and grateful at the same time. And gratitude's a higher vibration that's going to help you bring about these positive circumstances. You know, another thing I believe strongly in is go out in nature and just be aware of all the earthly blessings. In fact, bless everything around you. Sometimes I'm amazed at all the good in my life, and I drive around saying things like, you know, thank you for this amazing day, thank you for my amazing life. Now, to somebody else, it may not look like my life is perfect, and certainly it really isn't perfect, but I do appreciate it. I feel very good about it, the ups, the downs, because I feel like it has a purpose and I have a meaning in my life. You know, I remember once having a job in which a secretary that I had kept making mistakes, and basically they were typing mistakes. And I do remember that I didn't focus on what she didn't do well. Instead, I focused on and complimented her on what she did do well because she was an incredible people person. She had a lot of energy, and she was just so helpful with our clients. Well, as the business grew, eventually we had a part-time worker who did the typing, And this particular secretary became a gem at networking, presenting speakers, and doing things that, you know, normally would be difficult for someone to be able to do. She just had such a knack at that. But you see, if I had focused on her lack, I might have also limited my own business and her potential. So you've got to trust that all is well, and don't expect things to go wrong. You know, life's about ebbs and flows. So trust that everything's happening as it should be, but always hold the most positive outcome firmly in your mind, expecting good things to come to you. And when they do, pass it on. Be an excellent team player. Because remember, universal law says that we're all one. And you've got to look out for other people because, in fact, they are part of you. They help you to stay in the flow. So I'm going to just run through some quick pointers to sort of encapsulate the ideas that I've tried to share today. And I think first, what I just said, expect the best. You know, we tend to attract that which we love, but also remember we can attract that which we fear. So expect the best, the most positive outcome no matter what's going on. And see yourself as you want to be and step into that energy. Second, be very clear. And by that I mean decide what it is you desire in your feeling state, even if you cannot name the precise way to get there. So if you're ill and you want excellent health, don't worry about how it's going to happen. Begin to focus on the fact that you are healthy, that you have excellent health. And how would you feel if you did? Focus on that. Is it a great career you're looking for? Again, how would you feel if you had a great career? Happy, successful, satisfied? Well, just focus on that. But basically, I'm telling you, allow the universe to set up or arrange the details. Third, you have to have faith. Remember that your thoughts attract circumstances to you. So when you think negatively, your mind's going to take you down roads you don't really want to explore, and all of this is going to block your miracle. Of course, you may have an occasional negative thought. That's normal, but just keep your faith strong and let it guide you. Fourth, likewise, be open to all possibilities and don't try to figure things out with your rational mind. Remember, you could get something through an unexpected channel. Follow your intuition. And fifth, do what you need to do. Now, I know this sounds a little strange, but what I mean by that is, in other words, be sure you're playing your part, not only with positive thinking, but with maintaining faithful action. This might mean, again, meditating and praying, meditating to set that emptiness condition and create that feeling of openness that we spoke about. Be sure that you feel deserving and that you are allowing for the miracle to come. And also, many people say make part of your prayer a surrendering to the divine, because prayer in this form of energy will feed your miracle. Most of all, remember that the reality you hold is based upon the perceptions you hold, and every possibility exists in every present moment. What passes through and what you create is going to match the openness of your mind and your perceptions. So in order to create miracles and to allow amazing shifts to occur, you have to have a mind that's open and believes that everything is possible. We live in an unlimited universe, but you've got to believe it and allow that to happen. So to manifest a miracle, let go of what you've previously believed, if there has any limitation, if you have any limitations in that, and open your mind to all the possibilities that exist. Well, as we begin to close our show this evening, I want to thank you for tuning in. It was a pleasure to spend this time with you, and I really wish you the very best in manifesting your miracle. I want you to know that I have a new venture with Metro Productions, a company, and I have a YouTube channel called Heart Living Video. And there are 5 videos now on YouTube that you can view by going to YouTube and looking for Heart Living Video, my channel. If you do subscribe, there's a red button there to subscribe. It will put you on the track to receive additional details, including webinars that are coming. My website, heartliving.com, my Facebook page, Heart Living. I invite you also to join me on those pages. Thank you for tuning in. Promise yourself that you will practice Heart Living principles, and most of all, that you'll live your life with passion and purpose. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, live with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio, Austin. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Join us the first Sunday evening of every month at 7 p.m. to explore ways to live a more inspired and passionate life. Gain clarity, balance, and purpose as Cynthia guides you on an enlightening journey of personal transformation. For more information, find Cynthia at her website, heartliving.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/heartliving.